go.
R.I.P. to the VIP. I got my little niggas in the club. Fuck ID. My niggas kill at will. Give you black eyed peas. And the molly make the white girl look Chinese. Okay, OHB. My niggas out here ballin'. And all you fake ass artists, y'all niggas out here drawin'. Okay, Nadilly departed. I bought a plane, I departed. And if you started from the bottom, gonna come out the closet. Ha, you problematic. I bought them ratchets and automatics. Clip hoe 32. I make you feel the magic. You gon' see the flashes like you in a pageant. All black suits and them long caddies.
R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P. What?
R.I.P. We just killed the club. Yeah. Take a shot to the head. Almost killed the bitch. Yeah.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P. What?
R.I.P. We just killed the club. Yeah. Take a shot to the head. Almost killed the
bitch. What's going on, everybody? It's Hot Pot King Carter here, the Superman of YouTube, and I got my boy Jay from Up for Discussion in the building. This week on episode 14 of SGM Podcast, yes, sports, games, and music, we're going to talk to y'all about a few things, you know, keep it light, keep it tight. But Jay, talk to them about that new song that just dropped, that little remix, and about these three voicemails, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Y'all already know. If you haven't heard it, that was that Young Jeezy R.I.P., man. The full song features YG, Kendrick Lamar, and Chris Brown. So if you haven't heard that, man, it should be on your local radio station. You need to go ahead and crank that up, man, because that song right there is hot. Now, I want to get into these iTunes reviews, man, because like we said, if y'all continue to give us 5 stars, man, we're going to show love and shout y'all out on every show. So the first person we want to give love to is DL Buzz. I don't know, man. This is the weirdest review I ever said. It just says Saint the Boots. Hey, we got 5 stars, so I mean, I'm not going to read too much into that, Carter. I don't know about you, but yo, 5 stars is 5 stars, right?
5 stars.
That's all I care about. So the next one comes from Oscar the Don. He says, dope podcast, great topics and everything. It's great about this podcast. Ha ha. Yeah, gotta love it. It sounds like we're great, like Tony the fucking Tiger. I love it. So the next joint is coming from 2K Boss. Says, dopest podcast on iTunes with like a million exclamation points. Said, you guys always keep it real in the discussions and an A-plus podcast, man. We appreciate that love. And the last one we got is coming from Swaggin' Monster. Great show. This show is hilarious and informative. Keep me updated on more GTA 5, though. Jay, that Wheezy track on the last episode is still stuck in my head. See what I tell you, Carter, man? Carter, hey. Dog, you got this track stuck in people's head. You made me play that gun walk, and now people is brain dead walking around here, son. I knew it was going to have lasting effects.
I told you, man. That's how it do, man. That Lil Wayne, I don't know what it is about Wayne, man.
You listened to the track for like 10 seconds and could already recite like the whole lyric to the freaking hook.
Yo, it's so like Candyland, young person. It got that vibe to it, man. It's like when you sing a song like Humpty Dumpty, like it's something like that, man. It's just so easy. It's so easy to remember, man. That's how
yes,
it goes.
It is, man. So like you stated, man, we do got 2 voicemails that we want to play, man. I got to say big ups to the homie Khalil, man, because you left like 1,000,003 voicemails, dog. But what we did is we gonna just kind of do a mashup of like all of the major topics that you hit on. So
we're going to breeze through that.
I know, man. And we going to save you for last too, man. So we're going to let the homeboy JJ Scott go first. So here's the first email, y'all.
Hey, this is JJ Scott. I just wanted to let you know iPod there, man. I really like your YouTube videos, man. I make sure I keep up with your videos, live stream you and the Core 4 with Wiser Now, Regular Days, and X Chase Money, man. But I really like you. I just keep up with your videos, man. But, you know, I mostly look at your videos to help me out with my 2K13, you know. But I just want to say, man, just keep doing what you're doing, man. You're doing good, man. You rocking out. And, you know, shout out to Jay, man. He doing his thing, too, man. Holler at y'all later.
Hey, yo, my man, I commend you. No lie. But you literally almost forgot Jay, though. Like, that's what we doing.
It's all love, though, man. Yo, he hit me up right at the end. So that's what's up, man. I appreciate it, JJ.
Thank you for listening, man. Thank you for listening, indeed. Keep leaving them voicemails as well.
So you know who next, man. Yo, you know how we call the other dude Future Chief Keef, man. I think we got to get Khalil the title for Mr. OD, right?
Okay, Mr. OD is cool. Three minutes max, and then he went over that and had to come back. That's Mr. OD. He deserved that name.
He had to come back a few times, man, but we know it's all love. So, y'all, check out this mashup voicemail from the homeboy Khalil.
What's up, Jay and Carter? When it comes to being a backup against a starter, I mean, versus a starter, personally, I actually don't mind being a backup. Not because I don't want that success, or I don't want that, not the success, I don't want the weight of a loss falling on me. That's really, you know, something that I can deal with and I can adjust to. But when it comes to being a backup, I'm kind of comfortable in that position because I get the experience on the court, and I don't mind being a sixth man. Like, I feel like a sixth man is one of the most important positions, or one of the most important team roles in the entire league. Like, it's probably top two to me. It's like, you know, point guard, and then it comes to sixth man, because that person that can come in and score off the bench is that person that you really want on your team. That's just something. That's somebody that I consider important. I don't consider Schoolboy Q a freshman, because he already has an album out, and he's been rapping along with Absol and Kendrick Lamar and J-Rock for a long time, like since, you know, that they were all teenagers. So I really can't even consider him exactly a freshman. But, I mean, I think he's so good that it's getting his attention. He's getting some, you know, I think he's working on a second album, and he's getting out there a little bit more than he was last year. I'm basically ready to get, you know, all three of their albums when they come out. And when it comes to Lil Wayne's CD, when y'all play Gunwalk, I can't lie. Lyrically, I was, you know, whatever. But when it comes to simply listening to a Lil Wayne song and hearing the beat and what, and he does actually have some flow still and some rhythm. So that's a song that I would actually listen to, just not when I'm like, I can't listen to that song when I'm walking up from school or I'm around the house. I'm listening to that song when I'm like about to play a game or something. Like, I'm not listening to that song any other time than that. I cannot listen to Lil Wayne anymore. It's pitiful what he's done after all the years of good music he put out. All right, bye.
All right. I can understand that long and entitled voicemail. I understand all of that. Now, the first thing, Lil Wayne, yeah, he can be great. He's been great, but lately, I don't want to hear about your penis, man. Real rap.
Man, nah, not at all, man. I told you, that should have been the name of the album, man. I mean, call me wrong for that. I mean, dog, like, you could have called the album Dick Pic, and, like, you would have been right on cue with it, because that's all he talked about in the entire album, man. Like, I don't want to hear that, man.
Yeah,
but,
I don't want to do that. And then, yeah. Also, moving on to the six-man thing. See, six-man and then riding the bench in football is two different things.
Way two different things.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If you're the sixth man on a basketball team, you're gonna get some tick. But yes. If you're the second string, even the second string quarterback don't get no tick.
So
trust me, being a sixth man and being second string is totally two different things. You know
what I'm saying? you know what being a backup quarterback is almost like the equivalent of, man? You may as well just be Jamie Foxx on any given Sunday, like fourth string quarterback. You know, because it's almost like you got to wait for like three people to get injured before they finally put you out there, man. Because
exactly. Even
if the star quarterback gets injured, you know what they're going to do? They're going to put you out there in that Tebow position. Just run these Wildcats, run these formations, and hand the ball off. We're not even going to trust you passing it.
Damn.
They're not even going to give you no shine as the backup, man.
Now, what did he say about Chief Keef about him getting
– I didn't even play that.
Oh man, I'm
trying not to keep getting no beef started between the people that are SGM supporters. So nah, man, you know.
Oh my bad.
Khalil has some words to say on the voicemail. Khalil, as you noticed, I did not include that in the mashup. And yeah, man, the homeboy Chief Keef has some words to say via Twitter. So I mean, I ain't even y'all two handle that business,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
We not gonna be like the mediator between y'all just go whatever.
we be like, yeah, man, we got that new voicemail.
But hey, I'm gonna say like this, man. Yo, if y'all do meet up and somebody get dunked on, send us the clip. Send us that clip, yo.
It's that simple. But, is it time to move into sports yet?
Let's do it, man.
Let's do it. All right, starting off in our first topic, sports. We already know how we get down in this.
Yes.
The first thing I want to talk about, and I know Jay wanted to talk about this because he put it in the outline. Kobe's Final Four comment. If y'all haven't heard that comment, I'm guarantee it's on YouTube, it's on Twitter, Google it. AJ, hey. What that man say about the Final Four?
It was just like last week when I told y'all when we was talking about Kobe Bryant not getting the fight. Like, they ain't calling that shit. I thought I was listening to or reading another untitled or what is it? Unedited or whatever the dude do on YouTube where he be having the comments on the players doing the trash talk. That's what it was like. They asked Kobe. They like, yo, Kobe, man, you gonna be watching the Final Four? Here go Kobe's response. Fuck, I'm watching that shit for. Them niggas should be watching me.
Kobe. Ice cold, baby.
What I'm watching them for? They should be watching me. Now, I mean, don't get me wrong. I agree. Yo, he's the pro. And, you know, they're making their way to that big league. But, yo, Kobe, man, did you have to be so blunt, so rude about it, man? Like that, Kobe?
They could have at least said, make sure they DVRing greatness or something.
I know, right? Yo, maybe it's this, Carter. Maybe it's because he never played on that college level, so he ain't got nothing to relate to. I mean, not that that's a bad thing. I mean, you went high school straight to the pros, but, you know, he don't really understand the whole Final Four madness, man. Can we kind of give him a pass because of that? Or is it just Kobe being Kobe?
Nah, Kobe can't get no pass for that.
Yo, like, that nigga Kobe is beyond passes, man, because he don't pass the ball.
Yeah, he gets too many passes his way already, man. Nah, this boy done beat a rape. Nah, no more passes, B. No more passes, man. That type of comment right there, it just, like, college fans just want to slap me. You know what I'm saying? He may be Kobe, but them college, them diehards, them, if you wearing a Tar Heels jersey coming to a Duke game, fans, ready to pounce on you like an alley cat, man, look.
Like, man, you leaving naked. Like, I mean, you might have came in with the jersey, the hat, but you walking out shirtless, dog.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this tournament is in 1 month, man. These guys go through so many games, especially if they make it to the big show, and you play 82 games. It ain't the playoffs.
Nah.
Ain't nobody worried about you right now. Is you even gonna make it to the playoffs?
Oh, man. Dog. Kobe is just like, man, this dude has been on our show like 3 times in like a month, dog. Like, Kobe is getting so much airplay over here.
Kobe, man. That's Kobe. Like,
man, the way he's relevant, dog.
That's how it is, though, man. Kobe is Kobe for one reason, man. He know how to stay in somebody's head, man. Real rat. He be in the spotlight.
Hey, that's what happened when you put Kobe on Twitter, man. Like,
I know. Who
knew that was going to be a problem.
Yo, he be on Twitter going ham. Like, yo, you really got to follow Kobe. Like, Kobe be tripping on that joint, yo. He don't care. Like, he don't got a care in the world, man. But that's how it is, man. Ice cold veins. That's Kobe. Black Mamba.
Black Mamba,
saying, to the fullest point. Like, for him to say a comment like that, like, I'm gonna watch your knees.
Y'all need to watch me.
He like, you might as well just say, yo, y'all little niggas need to catch up. Y'all need to watch where I'm at. You want to get where I'm at? Watch greatness, suckers. You know what I'm saying? Y'all in the Final Four for what? You better come on over to the league. Yo, he's so blunt, man. So blunt.
Yeah, he is, dog. That's it, Kratos. So let's get off the Kobe bandwagon, man. Let's talk about somebody that we ain't talked about in a minute. The Knicks, the New York Knicks, man.
Knicks tape.
Oh, what was you saying?
Knicks tape.
Yeah, Knicks tape, man. They on a nice little streak, man. They doing their thing. They handled business against OKC this past weekend. I mean,
Melo. he on my fantasy league team for one reason and one reason only.
Hey, number one scorer, baby. What you gonna do about it?
Real rat, like, yo, him and JR. Yo, and it's so crazy that people call these guys like ball hogs and jacks and stuff like that. No, they go getters. They make sure they get buckets. You know what I'm saying? Pure scores at any given time, man. You gotta watch these two guys. And the way I feel about
plus you forgetting the sixth man, Spike Lee.
That too.
Like, he like a teammate out there, dog. Like, he be on the court like unrestricted, yo.
He don't care. He them CEOs.
He's wearing the old school hat, man, looking like a Kango, dog.
Tell you, man. Yo, when it come to being a Knicks fan, man, Spike Lee done been there since the beginning, it seemed like. You know what I'm saying? So the way I feel like if Spike make a call and the ref look at him and throw him a tech, you gotta know it's real.
Yeah.
Spike, chill. Give him a tech real quick. Your next one, you're going to get a body. Like the way
Carter, bottom. You already know my question for you when it comes to these New York Knicks, man. Are they going to make it out of the first round? Is that an option this year? Is that going to happen?
See, one thing I will say about the Knicks, their streak is definitely going to be running over into the playoffs, but I want to make sure that Amari, like, see, the only way that they're going to make it out is if they have no hopes of Amari coming back. That's the only thing that's...
Well, remember, he already out. Remember, he said he out for the season. He not coming back.
Yeah, but listen, you know how some guys are. Some guys will say, oh, I'm going 4 days. I'm in therapy every day. I'm going to be back second round, third round.
Hey, let me ask you this. I don't mean to cut you off. Let's say you the coach. What's his name? Woodson. Y'all up right now. Y'all up what? It's tied 2-2. Mari like, I'm coming back. What you saying?
Hell no.
Sit down, young fella. That's what I'm gonna say. You need to take a seat.
Like, sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
Man, like, chemistry is everything for the Knicks, man. Like, without that chemistry, it's pointless, man. Like, if they don't have the chemistry going for them, it's not gonna happen. Exactly. So, going back to the original question, like, looking at, you know, the standings right now, it looks like more than likely they're going up against Boston. We talking about a Rondo-less Boston. So do you think they get past them?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We would have never thought that we would see something like this.
No.
But Boston is fighting for playoff spots. You know what I'm saying? Like, we would have never thought, like, Boston, 7th, 8th seed, what? When? In what era? In what year? In what?
But you gotta think about it, though. It makes sense. They don't have a best player. I mean, they don't have Mr. Triple Double, dog.
Like, you wanna know what's crazy? So many people always say Rondo don't make that team.
Oh, Rondo, whoever said that?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Because that goes to show right there. If all he was a point guard, what's going on?
Yeah,
happening here? You know what I'm saying? So the way I feel about it, like, it's a little, we didn't start talking about Boston and everything, but.
Hey, man, it's all a part of that Knicks. I mean, they the first opponent more than likely, man. And I feel like the Knicks is going to get over that hump this year, dude.
Yeah. I feel as though if things play out the right way.
Think about it. You got the league's leading scorer at the moment with a team that's on a streak. J.R. Smith. Like, top. In the zone, man. I was tweeting up with my homeboy on Twitter, like, talking about, you know, J.R. Smith be getting blunted before the game. I'm like, and he turn up after the game. Like, that is what J.R. Smith do, man. It's what he does, man. That dude, he get blunted, he ball out, and he turns up. Like, like, come on. So, like, that nigga's like the rock star of the NBA, dog, and he gets it done every night, man. What more can you ask for coming up off the bench, man?
Yeah, it's crazy. The way I see it, yo, some of the shots that they be taking, you don't even think they would make half the shit they take.
Nah.
But they be nailing each other. Yo, just watching that game versus OKC, yo, they was just throwing up shots.
Milk. The best part was when OKC tried to make a little run, and then J.R. Smith and Melo was like, no, we was just playing with y'all niggas. Let me show you what we really do.
let me turn up.
I told you he turned up after the game, though.
Yo, and
he was like, yo, I'm gonna start pre-gaming a little bit early.
Yo, when J.R. hit that shot, yo, he had his leg raised in the air, form all awkward, like, yeah, I'm about to nail this shit.
Yes.
Yo, that's crazy, yo. Knicks tape, yo. It's so many Knicks fans, yo, that I be seeing on Twitter going ham as the games be going. I be like, damn, I didn't even know they was a Knicks fan. Hold on, let me check their streak. Let me find out. You know what I'm saying? Now that they on the streak, it's a couple people out there. Like, you know, Miami Heat fans.
I know I seen Nass out there. He was going back and forth with C Nasty.
Yeah, I seen a couple Miami Heat fans after 15 straight. People was like, oh, I'm repping Heat.
Oh, man, you already know, man. That's the biggest bandwagon, though, dog.
It's crazy.
The biggest bandwagon, son. But let's transition, man. We still talking NBA, but it kind of got a mixed swag to it. What y'all know? We talked about this chick last week, but we was kind of linking her to RG3. This time, we talking all ball. Apparently, people are trying to speculate that Brittany Griner, might have a shot at being drafted in the NBA, or at least might be given a tryout by Mark Cuban in Dallas Mavericks. Man, what's your thoughts on that, Carter? Do you feel like she could be that first female player in the NBA and not the WNBA?
First of all, let's state a couple facts right here. 1979, I believe, woman tried out for the NBA, gave it a nah. I'm talking about the Chief Keef joint, nah. So what happened was they built something called the WNBA. And don't get me wrong, 30-something games a season is definitely crazy for women, you know? A lot of people think like, oh, she's just as athletic as a man. She's just as strong. She's just as agile. She's just as fast. Okay, let's put it like this. When the last time you seen a female that can jump, run, dunk, shoot, just as good as a man? You know what I'm saying? Like, athleticism through a female and a male are two different things, yo. Getting up and down the court for 82 games and not including the playoffs? Yo, that will take a toll on anybody's body. Now, you telling me that you want a female to try to do this? You know what I'm saying? I don't think it'll work, man. Like, a lot of people say, okay, how about she just works with, you know, her back to the basket, or she goes the power forward or center route. Okay, she's 6'8". You know what I'm saying? I seen her do a 360 dunk, don't get me wrong. But son, I've seen 6'2" dudes do a 360 dunk. You know what I'm saying? She's 6'8", she got the advantage. I've seen her run up and down the court, not that fast. You know what I'm saying? I've seen her jump, not that high. She's already up there, long wingspan. Like, the way I feel about this, man, she would have to guard somebody like LeBron. What LeBron gonna do? Sit up there and look at her and be like, oh shit, let me get this turnover real quick. I feel a little bad for her. No. He gonna try to truck her over. You know what I'm saying? To get to the rack. You see how many times LeBron puts his head down and gets to the rack? Just imagine him doing that against a female. You know what I'm saying? Her breast all in the way. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just something that can't happen. You know what I'm saying? Not including, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong, I'm sorry. I don't want to say that she's not the most attractive female, but, you know, ain't nobody trying to be out there, she backing you down, you like, oh, no, I can't do it. Like, it's just, nah, man, you know what I'm saying? Then she got to get her own locker room. She can't be in the locker room with the dudes, and I like, it's just too much, man. It's just too many reasons why she shouldn't be in the NBA. Mark Cuban, I feel as though, like, you know, straining off the RG3 topic, he was basically trying to give her some shine, you know what I'm saying, because he saw what was happening to her. You know what I'm saying? He liked her game. But he just wanted to, you know, get her followers up, you know what I'm saying, get some marketing going, you know. Maybe try to get her on a Dallas team in the WNBA. Might start a franchise up with that or something. You never know, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think he was completely serious about saying, hey, I put up some money for her to get drafted to an NBA team, get worked out. Nah.
Okay. Nah. Yo, I think we nah. got your full thoughts on that.
No.
Hey man, like, all I got to say is, yo, Brittany, if you come into the league, you need to get big, mommy. Get big, yo, cause I'm telling you, the reason Brittany Griner is the force to be reckoned with that she is because she is beastly on women.
I mean,
women aren't used to having somebody go at them that strong, dunking on them. Females ain't used to getting dunked on. I mean, females ain't getting used to getting backed down like that. I mean, when you going up against women, you a total dominatum. But we talking about dudes, man. I don't think Brittany Griner be hitting the weight room like male NBA players be hitting the weight room, dog. And she gonna get tossed around, especially if you decide you think you're gonna be down there, man, like in the paint, getting rebounds. Like I don't see it, man. And I don't feel like no dude in the league is gonna play soft. You know what it's gonna be? It's gonna be the final scene from Love and Basketball every night, nigga.
Every night.
Except there ain't gonna be no love. It's just gonna be basketball.
Just
you feel me?
Basketball.
You know what I'm saying? Like, get out of here, shorty. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
She's decent on chicks at
I mean, what's gonna happen the first time she get Blake Griffin dunked on nuts in the face? What we gonna say then? Sexual harassment? Cause they was dangling on your chin? I mean, you asked for this. So, I mean, bottom line, son, bottom line, she got to stay in her lane, man. We always talking about how people need to stay in their lane. I got mad respect for her. She is an outstanding basketball player. She is a beast. Go to the WNBA, set some records, and go cray, cray, cray. Now, if you bring that to the NBA, man, it's not going to have the same effect, man. You're going to be like the Jamarcus Russell of the NBA, man. They're going to be like, what happened? But, you know, I don't feel like nobody would even expect that much, to be honest, man. And it's just, it's going to be weird, man. Every single game, they're going to be like, oh, did they foul it too hard, man? We don't need that. We got enough confusion in the NBA as it already is, man. Who knows what type of fouls will be happening? Yo, she might decide to get reckless with it, you know, grabbing niggas' balls and shit. I mean, like, you never know what can happen, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, I have nothing against a woman playing in the league. But like I said, if you're going to do that, you got to get big. And, you know, that's my thoughts on it, man. You got to come strong, man. You do.
Yo, that's hilarious. But 6'8", she's 6'8", beating over 5'11", maybe women.
I mean, she LeBron height, man, and she ain't even half his weight.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she, I
could, gotta get big, mommy.
I could see her, you know what I'm saying, dominating in a WNBA because, you know, not many chicks are that tall.
Dude, she will dominate an NBA.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That goes without saying, man.
No doubt. Like, the WNBA is your lane. Go there, you know what I'm saying? Get your accolades, get your awards, get your titles, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully. But when it comes to this NBA, ma, you ain't about that life.
Nah.
And I seen her tweet out, I think she said, I can hold my own or something like that. Hey, listen.
And I don't know, Carter, am I wrong for this? I know we've been talking on this topic for a minute, but am I wrong to kind of feel like when I immediately heard about this, I thought somebody was kind of throwing shade at her? Because, like, you know, the whole rumors back before, like, is she a dude, is she a chick? That was the first place my mind went. Are they kind of trying to throw some shade at her on the low key? Like, yo, you should be in the NBA. Like, that's almost saying you real mannish. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you don't see people, you know, saying that about Skylar Diggins. Like, damn, girl, you should be going up against Chris Paul.
That's what,
like,
I'm saying. You know, that's what
you
I'm
know
saying.
What I'm saying? Like, why is it that she the only female that we doing this to? Like, I immediately thought shade when I saw the article. But that's just me, man. I don't know, man. Maybe my mind is in the wrong place. But I kind of took it as a little bit of disrespect.
I feel the same. Like, you know what I'm saying? At first, I was like, you know, Mark Cuban might have been trying to get her followers up, show her a little appreciation. But then when you look at it from that standpoint, you're like, yo, like, yeah, like, why did Mark Cuban out of nowhere just say, yeah, I want Brittany Griner in the NBA?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, where did that come from? Yeah.
I don't know, man. I thought it was a little shady, man. That's just me, though.
Yeah.
So, y'all know, we got this last segment. Off the court news, man. First things first, man. I don't know if y'all heard about this, but somebody was crazy enough, or should I say, is still crazy enough to be stalking Mike Tyson's wife. Like, dog, I know y'all need me to repeat that, right? Somebody is crazy enough to be stalking Mike Tyson's wife.
Wait, you stalking my wife, man? You stalking?
Dude, hey, that's hard, Mike. That's Carter, Mike.
Fuck a lawsuit. We can scrap it out.
That's Carter, Mike. That ain't Jay, Mike.
He like, hey, Mike, look, it ain't me, man.
Yo, Mike, this is what my voice sound like.
Nah, man, in all seriousness, hey. Yo, Mike Tyson's wife, hell no. I would never in my life even try to think about disrespect to anybody in his motherfucking family tree, let alone his wife. Whoever this person is, like, I'm gonna just put it like this. This person is somewhat of one of the worst type of people in this world to do something like this. You know what I'm saying? They have no compassion for a female. You know what I'm saying? Whatever they're doing, they're childish. They don't have any balls to say it in person. You know what I'm saying? They sending emails, not even letters. They're sending emails, you know what I'm saying, where their IP address is probably jumping off of different towers or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're hiding behind a keyboard. You're hiding behind a screen. You're probably 40 years old, 600 pounds. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what's the end game, though? I don't get it, man. And my whole thing is, you gotta be crazy, because this is the lady that changed Mike Tyson's life. Like, everybody know, like, Mike Tyson has been, had a reputation of, you know, kind of being a little off the rocker a little bit, you know, at least, you know, leaning a little bit in the granny chair. But this is the lady that, you know, brought some stability to this man's life, man. Since 2009, you see the change, man. You see the change within the last, what, almost 4 years? The man is totally different, man. He out here making movies, doing Broadway plays, man. His life has changed. And it's mainly because of this woman. Now, you want to go and threaten the person that's changed him? What do you think happens if you accomplish your goal and you affect this woman on a mental, emotional, or physical level? He's going to hurt you. Like, I don't know if you ever seen Mike Tyson back in the day, man. That boy didn't play, yo. He'd knock you out within the first round, 2-3 seconds. You done, man. He'd look at you and it's over, man.
Yeah, that's truest form. Like, he still got that dipping left hook, that dipping right hook, so I ain't trying. Whoever this person is, man, they just need to get a one-on-one real quick, you know what I'm saying? Fair fight. You know what I'm saying? Use Mike Tyson's lethal weapons. You know what I'm saying? And you bring your little petty, you know what I'm saying, women fists. You know what I'm saying? You don't look like you braid hair with or something. You know what
hey,
I'm
that's
saying?
Actually what I was thinking, man. Like, what would happen if it was a female that's doing this? Like, how do you think that would change it? Because I've been kind of assuming that it's a dude. What if it's a female, man? You think Mike still might go OT on her?
Well, the way I see it, if it's a female, then of course Mike shouldn't be thinking in that fashion. You know what I'm saying? He should just let the lawsuit play itself out. But at the same time, the media is going to destroy this person if their name gets out anyway. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But if it's a dude, then shit, Mike going to have to handle something.
Hey, yeah, Mike.
You know what I'm saying? Mike going to have to say, listen, man, I will pay you to kill you. You know what I'm saying? Let's just get in the ring. Let's get 3 rounds. You know what I'm saying? So the way I see it, man, if it's a male, he need to get his. If it's a female, let the paperwork, you know what I'm saying, fill itself out. Like, the way I see it, like, I think she's suing for, like, certain damages. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? With death threats and stuff like this, like, you know, they're always probably going to toss something like this out. You know what I'm saying? Because no harm has been done. So, you know, it's real scarce, but, you know, that's how the world goes, man.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, dog.
But,
stop it, Carter.
the next off the court news topic is, that's the term, right?
Yeah, should.
Okay, should gay NFL players come out? Now, what Jay was trying to mean through this, yeah, I'm putting this all on you.
I think it's a good topic, man. I can run with it if you want me to.
for males shit. It's so
you
hard for me.
With it.
this
nigga, like, he started like, I don't even know what to do with this topic.
I don't, like.
All right, man,
I got it, man.
So pretty much, man, we all know it's kind of been a stigma through life. You know, if you are a gay male, if you are an entertainer, if you a rapper, if you a professional athlete, you know, anything where you're supposed to be male and macho, the last thing you want to hear is that this individual is gay. Now, I know many of y'all have probably heard about, you know, Magic Johnson's son being gay. And, you know, recently there's been news that there are NFL players that have, you know, maybe even considering coming out and saying that, yo, they're homosexual, they're gay, and they still gonna be on the team playing. And my thing that I want to dive into is, what impact does that have? First, let's look at it from, if you were on a team, Carter, basketball, football, whatever it may be, and you found out that one of your teammates, one of your homeboys, one of your brothers was gay. Like, what would be your response to that? Like, would it change, you know, how you feel about this dude? Would it change, especially if you're playing football, how you cover this dude if he on the offense? You know what I'm saying? Would you protect him the same way you would? Like, I mean, how would that affect the relationship of the team? What impact is that going to have on his player? I mean, is he going to be scared to get out there and get suited up? Is the hits going to be harder? What impact do you think that will have, Carter?
Well, seeing as though, like, America, like, the USA has, you know what I'm saying, had their outlook on, you know, gay rights and marriage and all that. I feel as though if a person comes out, then it's like, hey, you know what I'm saying, I went to go get lunch. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't feel as though, like, it's a big thing. Like, I don't feel like it's a quotation mark type of thing. Like, I just feel as though if a person is on your team, you know what I'm saying, for like 3 seasons, and you always say we're going to the club or we're going to the strip club or whatever, you know, things that teammates do, and, you know, he may go with you or he may deny it or, you know, have other plans, then, you know, and then later you be like, oh, nigga, why you ain't say that 3 years ago. That's how you should feel. Like, you shouldn't feel like, oh my God, put the cross symbol up. You need God. Go wipe yourself off. Somebody test him. Like, you know what I'm saying? But the way I feel about things is, like, if you're, you know what I'm saying, in those type of sports and stuff, and you that, like, the necessary steps that, you know what I'm saying, teams need to take, like, mm-hmm. they should be doing this already, which is, you know, blood tests and all of that, but they should be doing this more often, or, you know what I'm saying, schedule things, like, you have to have your daily checkups and all of that, because, like people said, it's a lot of things out there, like, sexually transmitted diseases and things of that nature that happen when you're, you know what I'm saying, during same sex acts and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
Like, the way I feel about it is just, you should just be like, damn, nigga, you could have told me that shit, like, a month ago, like, you know what I'm saying? You still good, you pounded out, you still good, like, nigga, we got, how long your contract? Like, we still got to ride this joint out, like, I ain't gonna go to coach and say, hey, yo, coach, you need to trade his ass. Like, I'm not, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna do that, but, like, when it comes to, like, how you guard that person and stuff, like, that, like, that right there is a business. Like, okay, you'll say a professional athlete is doing this for fun, for the fans and stuff like that. No. At the end of the day, he's getting paid to do this. If it was up to him and he said, I don't want to play sports anymore, he'll do what Michael Jordan did. He'll quit. You know what I'm saying? He'll retire. Because that's what people do when they don't want to do something anymore. So the way I feel about it is, you know what I'm saying? That person, if that person doesn't want to do it, doesn't want to get paid, then they would quit. They're still getting paid. They're still fighting for their contract. They still have the agent. So this is a business at the end of the day. So you shouldn't say, oh, I'm going to, you know, not guard him lightly to make him better. Like, you have to do what you have to do. You got to tackle him. You know what I'm saying? If you want him to be able to run through a defensive tackle and you're a defensive tackle on his team, you got to say, yo, with all your force, try to get past me. You know what I'm saying? You got to do what you got to do to make your teammates better. Because if you don't strive to make your teammates better, it's no I in team. You know what I'm saying? Y'all not going to win. It's that simple. So that's how I feel about it.
I can dig it, man. I honestly feel like if those players do come out, it will affect that locker room. If, like you said, that person hasn't already told their teammates that. Now, coming out to the world is different than coming out to, you know, your locker room. Cause just look at the whole Chris Bosh thing. Like, I mean, the world believes this man is a homosexual. Whether he is or isn't hasn't been verified. But I feel like whether he is or isn't is more than likely known in that locker room. And yo, if you know that, you know that's how your boy gets down. I feel like it makes it easier for you to play with him. Now, in the case of a dude not explicitly coming out and saying, yo, this is me. You know, this is who I am. This is what I do. Y'all my brothers. I play this sport because I love it. This is my job just like it's y'all's. I'm going to be riding with y'all. I'm going to be dying with y'all out there on that court. That's what I do. You know, his sexual orientation ain't got nothing to do with it. Now, if a dude decides to go to the media first and not come to his brotherhood, his family first, I feel like that's definitely going to cause turmoil within that locker room. Because think about it. Everybody, regardless of what this big old homosexual phenomenon that we have going on in our world, everybody ain't cool with it. I mean, you got some people that look at it from a religious standpoint, like, oh, you shouldn't be doing that because, you know, that go against the Bible. Then you got other people that just don't like gay people, like, period. They are homophobic. They just don't want to be around such individuals. And then you got other people that don't really care, you know, and then you got people that totally embrace it. So a locker room is going to be the same way that the freaking earth is, man. Everybody is going to be having different opinions and thoughts on this person, their situation, and all of that. So right. I'm agreeing with you completely, Carter. I feel like, yo, him being gay or not, or these players being gay or homosexual or whatever, is not the issue. The issue is you have to realize you're on a team. And like you said, it ain't no I in team, man. If you love who you are, if you a homosexual or a gay person, you love who you are, you contend with that, I don't see why you wouldn't say that to your teammates. I mean, that's family, right? I mean, it's just like having somebody gay in your family. They not like, oh, I ain't gay. And then all of a sudden, nigga like, oh yeah, he gay. Like, nigga, why didn't you say that? Like you said, come on, dog. Like, we family, right?
Yeah, like my family, I think we had two homosexual guys in our family. My uncle passed away and now it's my little cousin. So the whole thing about it is when he was growing up, very flamboyant, you know what I'm saying, played with the girls in the family, not the boys. Like, we out playing football. He, you know what I'm saying, jumping rope with them, playing, you know, house and all that stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? So we already knew what it was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we was just waiting for him, you know what I'm saying? As he got older, you know what I'm saying? Whenever his time was, he let everybody know, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's me. You know what I'm saying? So it's not one of them situations where we be like, well, Dan, why you ain't tell us? It was like, we already know. You know what I'm saying? We've already seen, you know what I'm saying, the way you act and stuff like that. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, with me, like, when I was younger, like, when it was one of those things where hush, don't talk about it, like, I was one of them homophobic people, like, oh, they're going to give me AIDS, or what's going to happen, like, if they come near me, like, why are they looking at it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I was when I was younger. As I grew up, you know what I'm saying? I was seeing people in high school, like, they was the way they was and stuff, and I was like, shit, like, you know what I'm saying? You walk the same earth as me, like, ain't nothing you can do to stop them. You know what I'm saying? I could pick up a Bible and slap you with the shit. It ain't going to change you in the next 2 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You ain't going to have a revelation saying, oh.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't even mean to go off on this track, but the thing that a lot of people miss when they be slinging Bibles at people is the main thing in the Bible is that God ain't, like, we ain't supposed to be judging what other people doing. Yo, the main thing is we all have free will to choose how we want to live. So, I mean, to be throwing a Bible at somebody, that ain't the way to go about it. Like, man, you ain't see Jesus slinging Bibles at people. But, you know, that's something totally different, man. But, like, at the end of the day, I feel like, yo, if you a team, that's your family, tell them dudes, man. Like, I mean, don't come through the media with it. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody want to hear about that. It's the same equivalent when you in a relationship and you found out that your girl or your dude cheated on you, but you ain't find out from them. You had to find out from somebody else. It's like, why the hell didn't you tell? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's my thoughts on that.
Hey, Spurs done took over.
hey, man, but it's only right, man. Like we said, yo, it's top heavy, this show.
But it looks like that's the end of this, this topic right here, sports. We're done with sports.
Oh yeah, give them the number so they can call in. I know they want to talk about the Knicks, Brittany Griner, Mike Tyson, gay NFL players, Kobe. Like, yeah, yo, call in and talk about any of those topics.
The number is 313-744-3766. You definitely want to leave us a voicemail. You can leave up to 3 minutes. That's the max. We giving y'all the disclaimer.
Try to fit it in that three.
Indeed. But take us out, Jay.
Oh, yeah, man. So this track right here is by the homeboy Logic. It's called Set the Tone, y'all. We're going to catch y'all next in the game segment.
Logic.
You are watching a master.
You have interfered with our affairs for the last time.
Many men wish to acquire fame for the wrong reasons. Fans telling me never change, but it's hard to fight the seasons. They hear me on the radio and now they yelling treason, cause Logic giving the mainstream verses like Ephesians. But I never sacrifice my lyrics or my flow. There's a time and place for everything, so what the fuck you yelling for? The fame hit me quicker than previously determined. Rap pack, real all the time, fuck a vermin. Motivated by money, sex, drugs, and violence, cause the era that we live in was built upon defiance. What we need is alliance, but y'all don't really hear me though. So hip-hop's a chariot and Logic's finna carry it. Stallion, coming for they necks like a medallion. Medallion, straight out of Sierra Leone. Motherfuckers, it's on. I'm under your skin like cortisone. 99% of these motherfuckers is bullshit. But I'm on that bullshit. Michael Jordan cutting records after the show. In my hotel while I'm torn, yeah, and I ain't even 23, but my bank account can vouch I'm ballin' like an MVP. Yes, it's me, L-O-G-I-C, I'm reppin' MD. Now what the fuck is a vacation? I see no satisfaction. I work 12 hours a day, every day with no distraction. 7 days a week and 12 hours, that's a lazy day. Gone 74 hours with no sleep, call that a crazy day.
As you see, my Jedi powers are far beyond you.
This is manhunting, I ain't stopping till y'all apprehended. Many years I have attended and finally been commended for keeping it real. So finger fuck whoever I've offended now. Pull out the Mac and watch them freeze like PCs. I'm Celsius, never graduated, so fuck degrees. I educate them with ease, however, listen to please. Don't knock that last line, school that just wasn't for me. We all different. We all different. And I'm here to make a killing, so say hello to the villain. Cause in this day that we live in, and the nice guys finish last. I'm blowing up, guess you could say I'm having a blast.
Sinatra shot you, goddamn you.
You are watching a master at work.
Yo, Yo, we back. It's time to talk about games. Before we hop into the next topic, talk to them about that track that we just listened to.
Oh yeah, man. That's the homeboy Logic, man. We talked about him last week on the XXL freshman list. Like I told y'all, I was checking for Dizzy Wright and Logic. I put both of their albums and / mixtapes or whatever it was on my phone, and they've been on constant rotation, man. Both of them dudes is dope. If you like rap lyricists, you need to go check them out. So yeah, the homeboy Logic, he hot, man. Like, yo, what can I say, man? White boy can rap.
indeed. Well, let's hop into the first segment right here. Topic. It's time to talk about Xbox. You guys already know how these games go, literally. what Jay just told me was a little bit of news about the new Xbox that's dropping, or the new, how should I say, the new console, or the for the future. They're saying that
lots of rumors floating.
Yeah, these rumors kind of is like a slap to the face, like easily. They're saying that no used games can be played on either the new console, the next gen, or whatever. And I don't even know if this is between, you know, your Xbox 360 getting a system update one day and just not being able to play used games.
That would be some old bush.
Yeah, and also constant internet connection rumors. Now, what we mean by this is your Xbox, you as a person, whether you're rich, whether you're broke, are always going to have an internet connection in order to play games. That means if your grandma got internet and y'all don't, guess what? You're going over your grandma's house a lot, because you're going to have to stay connected. Now,
you gotta keep that joint on. Think about that. They better not have no red rings. Cause I mean, remember, like, if you kept your console on too long, if you played too much, you just broke your Xbox. So now you telling me I need to keep it on or else what, my nigga?
That's what I'm saying. I can't understand that. I don't understand why they're saying nobody can play used game. Now, okay. I understand certain games like NBA 2K, for instance. They're saying that they don't make any money when somebody goes out and buys a used game. Okay, that's understandable. You know, GameStop buys the game for cheap and makes their profit. That's how they're able to keep making their chains, keep opening their stores, because when people bring in them used games and people get that $8 and they sell it for $50, then of course they're going to get...
Hey, Carter, is it just me, or why would you penalize the buyer for that? Why don't they work out something with GameStop and these game stores to get a piece of that change? You know, wouldn't that make more sense than going directly at the consumer?
Yeah, it's definitely something that comes to mind, because when you say your console won't be able to play any used games, you know what that means for people? Like, what's up with the people that play order from Gamefly and stuff like that?
Yeah. Like, I mean, most of my games right now on my rack are used, dude.
That's great. Like, and so many people wait to hear how a game was from their friends or watch YouTube videos.
You can get it for the low on that bay, baby. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. So I can't understand that one, man. Xbox, Microsoft, y'all tripping. That's all I'm saying.
I think they're trolling for that one, man. Like, I mean, come on, son. The other rumors that they had, and I just want to throw them out there, is that supposedly they're going to reveal this new console on May the 21st. So, you know, that's like a little over a month and a half away. So we might get a chance to see what it looks like. Maybe some of these rumors will pan out to either be false, or, you know, they might actually be proven to be true. And they're claiming, this is also rumor, this is all speculation, that this system is going to drop this early November for $500. What's your thoughts on that, man? I mean, because you got all of these big blockbuster games that's dropping. You know, GTA is supposed to be coming out in September. You telling me 2 months later you're going to drop a new console? Like, I mean, how much sense does that make to you, Carter?
It makes no sense at all, to tell you the truth. The thing about it is, I think that since they know that Sony is going to put out that product for that chicken, they're saying, you know what, even if it's $100 less, we're still going to make money. So if Sony comes out with this PS4 and says it's $600, guess what?
Wasn't that how much the original joint was, that the last one?
Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying, then once they knew that their sales went down, they had the bundle packet, you know what I'm saying, with two free games, free controller, all it is, a PSI, PS3i, and all that camera nonsense, you know what I'm saying, because they knew that they were losing money. But the thing about it is, the way I see it, Microsoft, if these guys say that people can't play used games and that you have to have internet at your home at all times to play your game, and people are fucked up in this world, they can't pay their bills sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes they gotta make it lapse. You telling this person they can't get on their game at all without internet is crazy. Now for somebody to say, oh, you gotta pay $500, okay, $500 is reasonable, but see, I need a bundle pack for
man, you start talking $500, man. Like, you need to get rid of subscription. Where's that rumor, dog?
You know,
like, I know they ain't gonna do that, cause that's where they make their bread and butter. But like, come on, son.
Like, the way I see it, all this Microsoft point stuff and all of that. When I came over to, Xbox and I heard about all this stuff, like Microsoft points and paying for your internet every year or every month if you choose to do it that way, I was like, damn, this shit is totally different from PlayStation. I was like, I barely even go to the PlayStation store. Like, the only time I used to have to go to the PlayStation store was maybe to buy a map pack for COD. And that was it. But with Xbox, you can get the season pass and you can get Microsoft points and build your avatar and do this and do that. And I'm like, yo, this shit is cool as shit. And it makes you want to spend money. You know what I'm saying? It makes you want to link your debit or credit card to it so you can just pay for it and it's annual in it. And it automatically updates so you don't skip a beat. So I feel as though Microsoft found a way to keep making people pay. But if you try to put your system out there for $500, I think what they're doing is they're going to put it out around the time where people are getting money, which is, of course, not tax season, but it may be holiday season. And they're saying, okay, if we put it out for $500, people are going to buy it because of the simple fact that it's the new system out and they're going to purchase it. Then probably a few months later down the line, we'll drop a bundle pack and maybe drop it by $100 or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's all about making money when it first drops, because any system that has ever came out has never stayed at the same price as when it first came out. And that's true. No. That's to the truest form. No system has ever done that. And
I don't think I ever asked you this question. Like, when a system drops, do you usually get it like immediately or do you kind of wait?
I always wait till the second build comes out. What I do is I read reviews, I Google it, and then I save the link, and then they say they'll always update their blog. And as soon as they update their blog and say, okay, first set of PS3s are out, buggy, but looking to fix. Okay, second set is out, all bugs have been fixed. Yellow light of death, as they call it, or something like that, is going now. Blu-ray drives are working. Like, I always stay, like, at top-notch shape. When I got my white Xbox, I never got the red rings of deaths. You know what I'm saying? I had the white joint, the old joint, never got the red rings. Now I have a black one. Had no problems with that joint because when I got the black Xbox, it was already out for a while. So all the bugs was already, you know what I'm saying, fixed, made, and they manufactured me a new one. So I never get a new system when it drops. I'm a fanboy, don't get me wrong, but I'm not that type of fanboy. I'm not that fanboy that's going to say, hey, babe, I'm about to drop this 600 piece real quick and you can't say nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I ain't that type. Like, when it comes to me, like, I always do the math before going, you know what I'm saying, jumping in head first. Like, I always do that. I'd be like, damn, don't want to spend 600 and have to go through 2 months of the shit not working, having to take it back to the manufacturer, keep going to Best Buy to go get a new one, knowing damn well I drove to Delaware to go get it for no tax and keep taking it down there. So, like, with me, I always, you know what I'm saying, do the math, man, before I start making, you know, anything that I purchase over $300 for one item, I always got to do the math on, you know what I'm saying? Do I want it? Yeah. Will I use it? Is it worth it? I got a checklist of shit in my mind.
I'm just that type of guy. That show that you a smart consumer, bro.
Yeah, man. That's that Virgo in me, man. Always got to make sure stuff is perfect before I do it.
Not mad at it, dog. Not mad at it. So, yeah, man. We going to find out soon whether these are just rumors and speculation or if it's true, man. Trust me. We will update you guys, yo. So, we got one last topic for games, man. It's kind of something that, you know, y'all have either heard in one way or another. But, you know, we just kind of wanted to throw this topic out there and, you know, have y'all call in and share y'all thoughts. We want to know, is it ever fair to say that violent video games can lead a person to snap? Now, you know, when we say violent video games, you know, people usually equate that to, like, Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty, used to be, like, Mortal Kombat, but not so much anymore. What's your thoughts, Carter? Like, do you actually think that if a person plays a violent video game for an extended period of time that it's going to lead that person to snap.
I feel as though a violent video game is going to force a person to have sleep deprivation. I know that for sure. But when it comes to, when it comes to somebody like completely snapping, I feel as though these violent games give people ammunition. And this is what I mean by ammunition. Back in like the 80s, 90s, when you heard of like, you know, like people trying to shoot up a place or a school or something like that, you notice they used to use like revolvers or, you know, handguns that aren't as, you know, effective as like Glocks are nowadays.
Dude, I remember back when I was in like middle school, man, you used to always be going to the movies and you had to be worried about somebody shooting in the theater. Like, right. But it wasn't because of I'm here to shoot everybody. It's usually because somebody has some beef and, you know, somebody says something, they let somebody in that exit. Right. And, you know, people didn't, you know, got the shooting.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But
now back when I was young, like the craziest gun I ever heard of was probably an AR. You know what I'm saying? Like that was probably like an AR-15. Oh, snap. That junk crazy. Yeah, yeah. Everybody be snapping on the block. But now with these Call of Duty games, you got guys out here like, man, I'm about to go get the ACR or the AUG. You know what I'm saying? Like,
these people
padding up, putting on bulletproof vests, helmets, gear, all the lame saying they have the option to get this type of stuff. People going out getting M4A1s and these dudes getting military grade guns to shoot up stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I feel as though these games give people the knowledge of what weapons are most effective, do the most damage, but I feel as though they don't make people snap. I feel as though a person's life, their situations they go through will make them snap. You know what I'm saying? If they lose their job, and you got a guy that work at like a Fortune 500 company, guess what? If he loses his job, you best believe.
But anything, 9 times out of 10, they just jump. They don't shoot. They just jump.
Hey, that too.
Like those people will just commit suicide. It's usually the blue collar cats that, you know, kind of snap, you know, like your wife just had a baby. Y'all just, you know, had to move out of y'all place and move in with your family. And then you find out you lost your job and it's like, oh, and you know, they snap. But
yeah,
I don't know. I do agree with what you're saying. Like, I don't feel like the video game is what would be known as a catalyst for making somebody snap. Like, I don't think you just pick up the controller and be like, oh my God, I just got shot one last time and somebody killed me before I could even get to the hell. No, I'm about to go shoot everybody I see. Like, that is not typically how it happens. Like, the video game is not the catalyst to make a person snap in most cases. Like you said, Carter, it's somewhere where they become knowledgeable. You know, they might learn how to aim. They might become knowledgeable of the different types of weapons. They might learn about tactical weapons. You know what I'm saying? Like, before playing these games, how many people knew about, you know, like all of these stun grenades and smoke bombs and all of this different type of weaponry? Like, most people didn't know what a ballistic knife was. Like, come on, son. But, like you said, it makes them knowledgeable. Like, when it comes to the whole snapping thing, that's all mental, man. That's mental and environmental. You take a person that's not right, they're not stable mentally, and you put them in an environment that's going to constantly test their mental stability, that's when you're going to have a catalyst and somebody's likely going to snap. It's not necessarily going to be the video game, man. In most cases, I feel like people utilize these video games as a medium to not do something crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to fight, you know, your girl piss you off or some dude on the block or at school bullying you and you mad, man, you ain't going to be like, go stall off on your girl or go stall off on some bully at school. You're going to come home, hop on the game and, you know, body somebody and then brag about your KD ratio, man. You know, that's the type of stuff that, you know, people with, you know, a sound mind typically will do, man. They're not going to take it to that next level and allow themselves to snap. And a video game, in my opinion, is typically not that catalyst to do it.
Exactly. That's exactly how I feel about it, man. If a person want to blow off steam, they do one of three things. They go out to a gun range. You know what I'm saying? They go run on a treadmill or something. You know what I'm saying? Or go run, like, go take some time to themselves, depending on how you do it. Me, myself, when I get angry, I go out on my motorcycle, catch a breeze real quick, you know what I'm saying, and come back. And some people play video games. They play them violent video games. You know what I'm saying? They damn near break the controller doing it, but.
Hey, and you know, other people, they, like you said, instead of going and hitting the track, they'll go to the gym, go hit that boxing bag, man. You know what I'm saying? That's almost saying, yo, boxing, the sport of boxing, it makes people snap. Like, no, it doesn't. Yo, you're exerting some of that frustration, some of that anger by hitting a bag rather than hitting a person.
Like and I feel as though, like, people, like, boxers, they are some of the most sound type of people. Like, they're very calm, cool, and collective. Like, you know, they have that discipline.
Your hands are lethal weapons, dog. Like, if you're not mentally strong, you're not gonna make it as a boxer. You're gonna be in prison somewhere because anytime somebody do something sideways, you're gonna be wanting to use your hands. It's kind of like going back to that whole martial arts thing. What is the first thing you learn if you learn any type of martial arts discipline? They tell you, you're not here to learn how to use this stuff against people. The hope is that you never have to use this. It's all about really learning how to meditate and control your actions. Right. I've never like dived too deep into it, but I took a few classes here and there, and usually that's what they teach. It's all about learning how to control your emotions. Think before you act. That's what I've learned in any of those self-defense classes that I've taken. It's not what today we're going to show you how to break somebody's hand with your left knuckle. that is not, you know what I'm saying? That is not what it's about, man. It's about learning how to control yourself. But, you know, everybody has their way of coping, man.
Yo, he said, break somebody's hand with your left knuckle. Oh, man. That's OD.
But nah, man, I want y'all to call up and leave us y'all thoughts, man. How do y'all feel? Do y'all feel like it's fair to say that violent video games can lead people to snap? The number is 313-744-3766. Carter, we got some music for him, and then we're going to talk about some music stuff, right?
Right, right. So we about to drop that Blast or Trash on Dizzy.
Yes, so get y'all ears ready, man.
Then we're gonna talk about that. Nope, I ain't gonna tell you about it. Talk to y'all about the next segment. Ooh, y'all mad.
Let's go.
I can give a fuck about the foreplay. I want it now. I'm talking straight sex. Stop fucking around.
No, none of these bitches ain't got nothing on you. Body bumping, I'm just saying, I'm all open on you. Don't bring me you all that, I don't know how to act. First call, don't get your hang up and call back. I'm just saying, I don't wanna lose a second with you. Cause baby, you make me feel alive. You make
come on, Dream. All right, we know Justin Timberlake just dropped the album.
Yo, you know Carter, man. He ain't even give y'all the yerp.
Like, all right, yeah, it's time to talk about the game. I mean, no, shit, music. See, this make me want to go back. Like, I ain't even want to listen to this song. Listen, I'm gonna just let you know, Tom. The Dream. Now I know why you got 15 dislikes on this song. Because it's long as shit. Yeah, it's no reason. Like, why your song so loud? I mean, so long. Like, you got probably about a good 2.5 minutes of singing in that joint.
Yeah.
Everything else you was talking in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? You was talking about that foreplay.
Did he talking at the end? He talking.
Don't nobody want to hear you chant? Like, I wanna believe. Like,
not even no beat flips though, man. That's the part that's killing me, yo. No beat flips. Man. He's just talking over the same beat that you singing to.
I just want to know why you put out a track like this when you've been writing greatness for other artists. Like, I feel as though you should have cut this track down to its purest form. I don't like the way music is going. I don't want to hear you talk. You know what I'm saying? If I wanted to hear you, I would have told you to become a blogger or something. You know what I'm saying? I would have told you to get up for discussion. You know what I'm saying? If I wanted to hear you talk. I want to hear you singing. I'm going to just tell you right now, while I was listening to your song, I was on Twitter, almost tweeted out your shit was ass. But, you know what I'm saying? For the respectable singers and R&B artists out there, I was like, you know what? I'm chill. I'm going to fall back. But come on, man. I like the song. The song part, but as it goes for the whole track and all.
So, blast or trash, Carter?
Oh, I'm going to put that joint in Final Cut, chop it up, and I'm going to blast it.
Yeah, same here. Like, the song in its whole, I can't do it. It'll be like, I would start off with the song, like, lowered, and then when we get to the singing part, I'm going to blast that. And then I'm going to turn it down when he talks. And then when he sings again, I'm going to blast that. Or I'm going to just hit Carter up for that, you know, that Final Cut edition and just blast the whole thing.
Exactly. We winning if we do that, man. Like,
yes, sir, man. We got to do that, yo.
All right. So we're going to blast it. We're going to blast it after we chop it up. That's number one thing on our agenda. But, yo, let's get into a nice little topic right here, man. Now, I know a lot of people are thinking, what do they got to talk about that's in the music industry right now at this moment? I'm going to tell y'all right now.
Album's dropped.
We got one topic.
That's it. Y'all was wondering, like, why y'all spend, like, 40-plus minutes talking about sports?
We got this greatness for you.
I know.
We got.
Topic.
Hold on. Let me do the chorus. Hold on. I hit it first.
Hey, nah, yo, I'm about to break this shit down. You know the coldest thing? You know how he start the verse? I had her head going north, her ass going south, but now baby chose to go west.
Son.
My nigga, dog.
Like, yo, you wanna know the crazy part? Like, so many people is like, oh, Ray J a hater. He ain't shit. He trying to become relevant. But guess what? You bumping that shit,
though. Yes, dog. Hey, and Carter, call me crazy, but the song is hitting, though. Like, I'm mad to even admit it. The song is kind of hot. The hook is hella catchy. And I mean, I really don't care whether this nigga hit it first or not. I mean, the song is kind of dope.
The way I feel about it, man.
You know the wackiest part, though? The wackiest part to me in the song is at the end when he say, I put her on, I put that girl on. Because that, to me, that's the thirstiness coming out right there.
Yeah.
That's the thirstiness. Everything else is just fun and games.
Yeah, he showed how thirsty he was about how she been in the spotlight ever since the sex tape, and he hasn't. I feel as though, all right.
And he ended it up with the last verse that he actually rapped on the song was, and if you're wanting to come back to me, girl, we'll make another movie. He want her back, man. He wants her back, dog.
When you break the song down, he seems like a thirsty hater. But when you just listening to the hook, I know a couple people got that joint on their iPhone already.
Already, man. That's the ring, though. I hit it first. But, that's the shit.
But them first couple balls is like, damn. That nigga, he didn't just do that to him like that, though. But I see.
So I couldn't believe he came out with that. Had her head going north, her ass going south, but nah, baby, chose to go west. That's it right there, dog. That shit is hilarious to me.
The way I see it, though, in all seriousness, once you break down the song, you look like, I even watched one that had the lyrics popped up and all that. I was like, damn, like, Ray J, he went back in that spotlight so much. Like, the way I see it, Ray J should have took that sex tape as an opening, you know what I'm saying? Cause like, after that, he started fucking with Whitney and all that, right?
Yeah, but think about it. Don't nobody watch porn and sex tapes for the niggas? That's the whole reason that Ray J has to do this so much. He didn't get no shine. He made her famous. I mean, yo, as corny as thirsty as it sounds, he put her on. Cause I mean, I didn't know who the hell Kim Kardashian was until she was fucking Jay. I'm Ray J, right. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, and what makes it so crazy, like, a log got put on. Like, she just laid there like a log.
Yeah, man. She couldn't, like, that was the worst sex I ever seen in my life. But the head was alright, but the actual sex, I mean, like, She looked like a lame ass lay, man.
That shit was worse than lame, like. That shit was horrible. It was
tragic, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Like I would have been mad. Shit, I'm like, yo, I'd have been doing the tell, like, yo, we gotta do a fucking redo, yo. Like, what the fuck are you doing? How the snap banner? Like, yo, like a couple people been putting up pics of like Kanye and stuff, like of his face and shit lately. Like, they've been like, yo, that's the Kanye face after he pounded. Like, yo, like his face is mad, like lame, like he looking like, man, fuck am I doing here? Like, you know, like what I do to get put in this situation? But the way I see it, man, with all the album art they've been, like, yo, the album artist alone was crazy.
I know, man. Like, everybody was trying to figure out what's that picture. Like, I knew that was Kim, nigga. Come on, son.
Son, he did the, like, Twisted and he Dark bit Fantasy. Off that nigga.
Yay.
Yo, the nigga did the Twisted Dark Fantasy with Kim K in the background, nigga.
Yo, nah, you know, man, like, for real though, if you in Ray J camp, dog, you thought that was the coldest shit ever, dog. Like, you had to, like, nigga, you wildin' for this shit.
I feel as though that drone was OD. Like, he went over the top. And then I seen, like, another album art, like a Kanye response. Like, I think, yeah, it was like,
that was somebody just trying to get their beat out there.
Oh, alright. Yeah, cause I was like, yo, that drone crazy. Like, now,
I think it was called, like, I'm Hitting It Now.
Yeah.
And, like, it was just a beat.
Yeah, 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 yo, that joint was hilarious. Like, the album art alone had me rolling. And then, somebody else put out another album art that said, who will hit it next? Like, I was like, yo, they going over the top. Like, yo, in all seriousness, like, they even put out a Rihanna joint, yo.
For real?
Yeah, yes, a Chris Brown joint. Like, I hit it for, like, really hit it first, like, yo, they had the TMZ picture when her face was all beat up. I said they drawn.
Oh,
I said they drawn. Right, I said
that's
they out of line. That's how it go.
And that nigga Ray killing him. He killing the hook. She might have moved on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first.
Killing.
But yo, man, like, Ray is like the king for, like, just the most crash, immature, childish ass songs that be like hits, man. Like,
yo, he don't put, it's like he don't put no effort in that shit.
Like, none, dog, but it just be hot, yo. Like, I ain't mad at that. Like, I feel like that nigga's kind of smart, low key. I think that nigga might be like an evil genius, dog. Like, I think I don't know, I hate to almost get this nigga props, but I kind of think Ray J might be an evil genius, dog. Like, I don't think this nigga want Kim, but he just know, like, shit, like, I can really get niggas back on the bandwagon by just spazzing out, you know. Last time we heard about Ray J, it was when he was talking about, I got an indoor pool, nigga, outdoor pool, got 13 basketball courts in the crib. I mean, like, Ray J is just that dude, man, like.
Yeah, he be OD'ing, though.
He's just clowning, man.
Yo, Louisville just won, yo.
Yeah, man, I peeped that too, dog.
Damn.
Damn.
Only if we're still in sports, huh? But look, congrats to Kevin wearing his team, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't mad at it, only because of the Kevin Ware thing. Like, man, if dude hadn't broke his leg, man, I'd be like, you know, what you gonna do, man? It is what it is, huh?
Damn. But yeah, hey, Ray J, you ain't right, man. I just want to put that out there. As a man, the shit you did, you know what you did. You know you weren't supposed to do it, but you did it anyway. So,
dude, hey, like, but peep the progression of, like, Ray J. He went from telling females that they got one wish to now he's the one that's hitting it first.
Exactly.
He went from one wish to sexy can I, then he wanted to give you some gifts, and now it's just like, yo, I hit it first, man. Whatever, bitch.
Yo, that boy ain't right, man. He is not cool. Like, I want to hear Kanye just get on the track and spat. Like, can we get that, Kanye? Like, please.
You already know Kanye has, man. Like, duh. Kim has probably had to, like, give Kanye so much, you know, fucking no good sex, just laying there just to keep this man from going OD on him, dog. Like, I don't know, man. We know how Kanye get down. Like, I mean, to be honest with you, Carter, I honestly thought publicity stunt when I first seen this. Like,
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Like, I mean, like, Kim ain't saying nothing. Kanye ain't saying nothing. I think it's all part of the game, man. I wouldn't be surprised if Kim is actually in on this shit with Ray J. Like, I mean, it makes sense, like, not to be all up in that gossip shit, but they claim since Kanye knocked her up last year, he only seen the chick like 18 times. Like, I mean, maybe this is her way of getting Kanye's attention, man. Who knows, man?
it could go either way, man. Maybe Kim K feel as though, you know, maybe she could put Ray J back on, or maybe she feels some type of, you know what I'm saying? Cause at the end of the day, like, with a song like this, it's gonna put both of them out there, like, even more.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? Because guess what's gonna happen? Ray J gonna get his buzz again. And guess what? Kim K gonna blow up even more because everybody's gonna be anticipating Kanye's comeback. You know what I'm saying? They not anticipating, because we all know that Kim K and her family make like little stupid music videos and stuff, but I don't think she would go all out and make a diss record and all that. But I heard that Kanye got an album about to drop, so you never know. Like, this might be one of those publicity.
Hey, that nigga might end up having a song on that shit called Ray.
That's what I'm saying, like.
Or RJ, nigga.
Real rap. title that joint, You Know What You Did. You know what I'm saying?
He'll probably put it in reverse. That shit would be called JR, nigga.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised though, man. Yo, it's crazy, man. That's actually the song we're gonna play for y'all at the end, man. Y'all need to hear that Ray J going off on them.
Yeah, man. We was thinking about playing you guys the Lil Wayne Gunwalk joint, but nah. We gotta play that I Hit It First, man. Man.
We couldn't have them brain dead again with that Lil Wayne.
Nah, can't do it to him, man. We're gonna
give him some, I Hit It First.
But, don't forget, guys, leave us a voicemail at 313-744-3766. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and leave a 5-star rating, man. Yo, we highly appreciate it when you do. You know what I'm saying? It gets the word out. It gets people to, you know, to find our work. You know what I'm saying? Tell your friends about it. Your grandma, your aunt, your uncle, your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother. You know what I'm saying? If you got a little sister, they won. Hey, let them listen.
Definitely. Definitely. And like we said, man, as long as y'all keep them 5-star reviews coming in, we're gonna keep reading them off and giving y'all shout outs at the top of the show. We don't even wait to the end. We take care of that business right off the top. So, I mean, if you want to hear your name, if you want to give us some props, leave that 5-star review, baby. Simple as that. So, Carter, man, how can they get in contact with you, man? I think it's real easy, right?
Yeah, man, you guys can definitely Google me, but, if you want to get in touch with me by, you know, hitting me up and me responding to you, Twitter is the best way to do that. Hit me up on Twitter at iPodKingCarter. If you want to watch some of my YouTube videos, you know what I'm saying, youtube.com/iPodKingCarter, but I'm telling you, man, Google's universal. You can check out the SoundCloud, the Facebook, the Tumblr, the Facebook. Man, look, Google me. Just
me. Yes. Yo, and if y'all want to get in contact with me, same as Carter, man. If you want to talk to me, correspond, go back and forth, Twitter is the easiest way to do that, @up4dsn. Just made that return back to the YouTube, so definitely go to that channel, up4dsntv. If you want to check out the website, that's up4discussion.org, man. I had a ball with my man Carter. We're going to be back next week.
Sir.
As always, leave voicemails, leave us 5-star reviews, and we'll get with y'all next show, man. Until next time, man.
You better give us the 5-star reviews, and we'll go next to Mike Tifo.
Hey, Mike, I told you. That's Carter. That's Carter, Mike. Yo, man, you know he be listening, man. Mike hears it all, bro. Shit, I hope you'll be here to do this next Monday, man. I mean, I don't want you to be, you know, talking out of the side of your neck, man. You know, Mike.
Hey, man, look, he ain't gonna be able to find me. I'm in hiding.
you gonna hop on the bike, be out.
Yes, sir. He ain't catching me at 1:30.
All right, y'all, man. We'll get over with y'all later, man.
Yeah, she might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and bop a show love, and I don't even put in work. I hit it first. I hit it first. Out of here, going north on a rascal.
north and south, but now bitch chose to go west. We deep in the building, she know that I kill him, I know that I hit it the best. Just live with the wine, money still on my mind, and I gave her that really bomb sex. No matter where she goes or who she knows, she still belongs in my bed. Going hard in the streets, mobbing with my homies, sipping on good, blowing on OG. New dough, sitting clean with the match and rollie. I did that first, so everybody know
she
me.
She might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and pop a show love, and I don't even put in words.